Namaste. Welcome to this extra class. And I wanted to take some time to explain a little bit more about the statement process and more specifically how to work with the statement process more effectively in a group situation. So what I'm about to say will work better for any statement process where there's more than just yourself. So whether you're sitting with a friend encouraging them to do statements, or whether you're on a WhatsApp group, or whether it's the live statement process group that we do at the end of the monthly lesson, or whether it's just a group of you sitting together, it's the same principle. So each one of us has a vibrational set point, so to speak, a level, a place where we're starting from on any particular subject. And if someone has asked you or asked for help with statements on a particular subject, it's helpful to realize that coming to that statement process, they're going to be probably in a lower vibrational energy, a place where you're already kind of transcended. And that's okay. That's why they're asking for the help with that. So whoever initiates the process is going to be in a lower place and will be feeling some degree of negative emotion, contraction in the body, and will be experiencing what they don't want as a result of causality loops going on in there. So if we come to the statement process and somebody starts with, just for an example, their first statement is exactly as it is right now. I've just had an argument with my mother, and I feel really upset and angry. And if the next statement that comes in the group is, we are all one, or there isn't any separate being to feel bad, yes, that is technically true. But if you consider where that person is starting from, that's too high for them to reach right now. So considering you may be up here around this and they may be down here around this. And the statement process in a group works with the overall group energy. So if we can make some statement that begins to build a ladder for them to climb up instead of a chasm between, do you remember in, I think it was September this year, 2021, we worked on closing that gap for ourselves using statement process, meditation, contemplation, conscious imagining, self-inquiry. And we're doing that with a group here. We're considering the group energy. So if somebody started with that statement, I've just had an argument with my mom and I feel really upset and angry over it. You know, she's been really unfair or something like that. And there's a lot of emotion keyed in. If I say something like, everything's working out perfectly, which would feel true for me, it's going to lose that person. There's no way then for them to feel still involved in the process. So if I'm working in a group, my next statement to that person would be something like, it's really good that you can feel this emotion, or it's great that you've brought this forward to statement process group. And I know you're doing the best you can, or some statement like that. It's okay to experience what you're experiencing. And, you know, some statement that is somewhere, if I'm here and this person's here, a statement that's here that they can grab onto and step up. And in that, hopefully, then the next person in the group will say a statement or type a statement, whatever it is that you're doing, that's just a little bit further up than that. And conscious of the overall energy of the group. Statement process as a group is not a place where we can display our own vibrational stance. Yes, it's probably higher than the person that's asking for the statements, and that's going to be how it is. My own vibration is generally higher than everyone else's. And if I just stayed up there, so to speak, it wouldn't be an effective teacher, and I wouldn't be able to bring the group as a whole into a higher place, which is really what's happening. That person asking that first statement. Starting with that first statement is feeling very negative emotion. And so anything that is the absolute truth such as there is only the one of us, or nothing's going wrong here at all, or nothing is happening to me, then it will feel out of reach for that person. And we've lost the simplicity of the statement process. So just to remind you of the two simple rules, it's got to, your statement has got to feel true to you. So your statement that you say after this person has begun with their initial statement, and just a little bit better. We're building a ladder or a bridge. We're not immediately leaping to the highest place inside where we can, because there's something powerful that happens when the group moves. When the group moves together, then something amazing, that person's life is changed forever. And so is everyone in the group. Because of that process, there was a bridge built, and you're showing that person that you care, that you love them, that you really want them to succeed. You're showing them that you're there for them, and that they can, the next step up vibrationally is within their range. Each person has their vibrational place that they're at with career, awakening, romantic relationships, whatever it is, finances. And if we want to help them effectively, then we're going to have to find a statement that softens the resistance that they're feeling, softens, allows them, validates their experience, shows them that you care, and also is going to lift them up just a little bit. And when somebody is starting from sadness or grief or anger or unworthiness, those steps need to be much smaller. When we get together in the live lesson, and at the end we have this kind of love fest thing going on, that's great, because we've all been together for nearly 2 hours by that point, and we're all kind of in a higher place than we were before we started, myself included. So we can start from a higher place, and we can make more absolute statements. You know, the love of the self is what I am might feel true in that situation to that person who's asking for help with their relationship with their mother. But every day, where they're starting from in a normal, when this group effect hasn't already occurred, then it's just going to be too far out of their reach. So this is a wonderful way that you can help everyone and your own self. You'll feel the compassion oozing and flowing when you do this. You'll feel a group energy that begins to build. You know, because if I just went automatically to my highest statement every time somebody asked me for help with that, that would be the end of the conversation pretty much, because it would immediately alienate everyone else in the group. So recognizing that we all have our low places around certain areas of our life, and these are our karmic patterns, and yours compared to the person that's asking may be higher, and can you help them? Can you build a ladder? Can you lay another step on this ladder up to where you already are? And that is love in action. That really is something profound happening there. And of course, it's great to do it the way we do it in the lesson, where we can allow ourselves to just go nuts and end up totally, totally blissed out, totally stoned and high, you know, all of that stuff. It's great. But only once we've been together for a while, where there isn't such a difference in the vibration. When you're sitting with a teacher and awakened being in general, the vibration, the lowest person in the group and the highest, they tend to all kind of come temporarily to our same resonance. And then later they might go back down, but not ever as far back down as they started. So being conscious of that and how a group statement process works differently, and recognizing that person is really feeling, that's asked for some help, really feeling some intense negative emotion, and really needs a bridge or a ladder rather than something that's going to make them feel worse. So you'll get to feel good in yourself anyway by doing this. You'll get to feel amazing, because you'll really know. One of the most amazing feelings ever is that you made a difference in someone's life. You changed their life forever, because the next step that you offered, the next statement, was reachable for them. And they climbed out of that kind of lower, slower frequency, which is sometimes hard to get out of yourself. And that's why the statement process as a group is atomically powerful. It's powerful anyway, but so see if you can practice this. And you know, when you're doing stillness for yourself, you can work on, start from someplace you already feel high or feel good about, and see how far up you can get and have, you know, have at it. Or if there's a group of you that are feeling really good, build on that momentum. You know, we did that in the car coming back from Scotland, and we were just flying high the whole way home. The journey passed so quickly, and we all felt differently when we did that, when we got back. And we never go back to the same place, not completely. So I hope that helps to kind of help you to work in a group more effectively. It's just something that we've been noticing in a group, just a way more effectively, a more effective way rather, to work in a statement process group. And remembering that the group energy of everyone together, there's really only one of us, but of course each body mind vehicle is vibrating on a different level. It'll take some time for that group to come into sync. And the fastest way for that to occur is to allow just something that feels ever so slightly better. We're not trying to climb mountains here. We're just reaching down a hand to someone who's struggling to climb up vibrationally and helping them take a step up. And that is one of the most beautiful things you will ever do. And I really hope you get to experience that. So thank you for taking this on board. And I really look forward to seeing what happens in a powerful way. If we just did this one thing as a group regularly, everything would change. Thank you. I love you very, very much.